Let's get it. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. It's time for the beef segment. Starting hour number three, we do it once a week. We do it on Thursdays. And it moves around within the program, but we're doing it right now. Telephone number is toll-free. Hit me up, 1-800-636-8686. And remember, clones, not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned, teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags, so you can sample different flavors to find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? Sometimes we start with the calls. Sometimes we start with the written beefs. Today, we start with the written beefs. Remember, the ground rules. There really are no ground rules. Just make sure that it is appropriate enough that I can read it or hear it or say it on daytime radio and TV. Keep that in mind. All right, so let me start first with the written ones. My beef is with stupid gas pumps that won't easily stop on an even dollar amount. I hate it when I stop at $38.95, $97.98, and then it shoots up to $39.01. Finally, after the third or fourth time, I get it to stop at $42. People that are OCD like me understand my dilemma. I do, Mike. Mike in Nashville, I understand. Because when you go in there, assuming that it's going to be okay at $39.03, you don't have that little penny thing. And then you get 97 cents back, and then you're pissed. Rome, my beef is with flip phone guy. Well, I don't know, dude. I may have to stop you right there. I don't have it in me to be a flip phone guy, but damn, I respect him. Whenever I see, I'm going to stop right there. I never interrupt your beefs or not allow them. But when I see flip phone guy, I make flip phone guy. I don't ask. I make flip phone guy take a picture of me with flip phone. And then he gets my actual phone number, and I want that picture. I want a picture with flip phone guy because it's like meeting a celebrity. Then I get an autograph, and then I've even asked flip phone guy to be on the show. I disagree. This dude's like, hey, man. He's like overwhelmed. Obviously, he's flip phone guy. He doesn't want any of that extra stuff. He has a flip phone. And here I am, like, treating this guy like he's Robert De Niro in his prime. Rome. My beef is with flip phone guy. Nobody cares that you've had the same phone since 03. I'm going to stop you right there. I absolutely care. That's why I love that guy. One of the best days of my life was when the Razor dropped back in the day. Remember how badass that phone was? The Motorola Razor. Look it up. Look it up. And I remember having that phone because I'm still to this day the guy that will get the phone the first day it comes out. I had one. Some kids were like, yo, go look at the old guy over there with the razor. They were talking about me. Thought it was awesome. No, you can't cut paper with that, Alvy. It's just a badass flat phone, man. I loved it. Loved the way it felt. Loved the form factor. Can you believe I've only gotten through like a sentence and a half of this beef? I've never been so derailed by a beef. I've spent 4 minutes on a line and a half of a beef. Rome, my beef is with flip phone guy. Nobody cares that you've had the same phone since 03. Nobody cares that you drive your truck with the tailgate down for better gas mileage. Nobody cares about the 19-foot tall antenna that you rigged on that truck so you can actually get a signal on that relic that you wear in a leather holster on your hip. But I do care that I have to sit and wait for you to press 6 2s, 3 7s, and 5 6s to type a 5-letter name into your contacts. Dude, that's good. I actually take back what I said. I had not read the entire thing. That's awesome. Aaron in Sacktown. Post Marome. My beef is with my 4-year-old niece's head softball coach. She has my niece batting 8th in the lineup when she leads the team with an on-base percentage and RBIs. Do you even know anything about softball, you moron?
You're a moron.
Signed, Tristan. Tristan, dude, you're going to have a long, long life as a softball slash athlete uncle if you're going that hard and she's only four. You're going to be like Tristan Reyna. You'll be like the family Reyna. This guy's right to it. My beef? I don't like it when I drop my credit card in the drive-thru at the hamburger stand. Harold. Atta boy, Harold. Way to go. That's what I'm talking about, man. Get in, get out. Jim, my beef is with lazy and irresponsible dog owners. One in particular. This woman shows up to the dog park at 4 in the afternoon wearing a bathrobe and pajama pants. She lets her dog off the leash, parks her ass on a bench, and lights up a heater. There are no smoking signs everywhere. Meanwhile, her dog is crapping everywhere and trying to hump every dog in the park. Guess who isn't picking up the poop? The woman chain smoking and staring at her phone. Clean it up and do better. Andrew in Oregon. War Jungle Tourette's. No one gets my jokes, but I don't care.
Clean it up.
Good one, dude. I got that. That was funny. Dr. Jano told me she was at South Coast Plaza the other day. South Coast Plaza is an amazing mall that's in Orange County. I mean, really high-end. Super, super, super high-end. One of the nicest malls in America, I would imagine. She said she saw some woman with a dog inside the mall, and the dog just started urinating all over the floor. And this woman went scrambling to one of the restaurants and just started ripping napkins. And this guy looked at Dr. Jano and said, oh my gosh, she just pulled like 40 napkins. This dog's just urinating all over the pristine marble of South Coast Plaza. And the dog owner ripped every napkin in the dispenser. And she's just down on her knees wiping it all up. I mean, what a scene.
I think you're gonna piss like a puppy. Stay on the porch.
Good. Exactly. Well done, Albie. Steve from the Northwest writes, Rome, my beef is with my coworkers who knock on my office door and they proceed to open it without me replying to come on in. Hey, jackass, the door was shut because I've got a few deadlines that are due. I don't have time to talk about your dumb tourney bracket. At least they knocked, dude. Brian C. and SP, Jim, I have beef with people at drive-thrus reading the menu before they order. You're at In-N-Out. It's burgers, fries, and shakes. This isn't Fleming's. Order and move on. War In-N-Out putting the Jim Rome snagger-style burger on the menu. Dude, it's not the Cheesecake Factory where the menu's longer than a phone book. The Jim Rome snagger-style burger. That would be my second best thing that ever happened to me other than Ike throwing me and the XR4TI on the menu. A snagger-style burger. You know what that'd be? Grilled onions, add ketchup. Let's see here. The Brian Robbins is in. I have a beef with any and all self-checkout lanes that are closed. Good news, Home Depot. I'm here for my two-minute shift at the scanner. Trust me, I've got this. Open the bleeping register. Hashtag what's your beef. That's why he's the real Brian Robbins. Hey, Drew Jumpman. My beef is with resealable bags. They are barely openable. Never mind fumbling to reseal. Come on, do better. Best regards, Kennifer. Kennifer, right? No, I mean Kennifer, right? Like I had a brawl with a resealable yesterday. I feel you. It's true. Van Smack, my beef is with, quote, drunk in public birthday girl. I understand you're excited, but dressing like a princess and yelling woo throughout the restaurant to get attention is unnecessary. If I wanted to see an elephant, wow. If I want to see an elephant parade in a sash and crown, I would watch Babar. Damn, Vaughn. My beef is baseball mom that never stops screaming at games, especially when she's instructing kids to do the wrong things. Kids can't even hear us coaches. Sit down and let us do our thing. That's funny. That's not Dodger Jano. Dodger Jano, she stopped doing this at least. But when Logan pitches, sometimes Dodger Jano, if Logs gets into a jam, Dodger Jano will be like, say something. Tell him. I'm like, do you not know your own kid? Believe me, he thinks that's the least scrumptious thing ever. He does not want to hear my voice.
Scrumptious.
He got himself into the jam. He can get himself out of the jam. And believe me, he couldn't give a damn what I have to say. Unless it's me saying scrumptious.
Scrumptious.
JJ Sportmo. Tense Mac. My beef. These clown car drivers at every red light are dumping out their Big Gulp or that liter of cola that they just picked up from a fast food joint. Tool bags. Your Diet Coke is ruining the $20 wash and wax that I just put on my luxury sled. That's fair. I got a beef. Any a-hole who throws anything out the window. Obnoxious, man. Hey, why don't you just wait till you get to your destination and walk into a trash can? I hate that. Hey, Jay Rib. My beef is with the highway department or whoever places those speed enforced by aircraft signs on the interstate. Who the hell do they think I am? Willie Foo-Foo or somebody? Do they really expect me to believe that they'll spend as much as $20,000 to send up a spy plane or some type of AWACS to catch an $80 speeder? Give me a break. They did once cause me to slow down and look up, though. Signed Cool Carl in VA. I don't know, dude. I tend to believe those signs. Jimbo. Hey, Carl, that was cool until you glossed yourself Cool Carl. What, Awesome Carl didn't want any of that? I guess the alliteration wouldn't work then, eh? Hey, Cool Carl. How about Carl the Kook? Kooky Carl. Jimbo, I have a beef with the hardo. I like this one already. That's a really underused word. I don't even use that word nearly as much as I should. And by that, I mean I never use it, but I'm going to start. You watch. I have a beef with the hardo behind me that feels the need to lay his hairy arm on the horn the second the traffic light changes from red to green. I'm going. Just give me a chance to peel my foot off the brake before I punch the gas. Settle down back there. Jonathan in Hoover. Agreed. Especially if I'm looking at my phone. Hey, Jim. Check that. Because of who it's from, nobody would buy that. Hi, Jim. You want to know what my beef is? My beef is with the way yacht is spelled. I fancy myself a grammar savant. But I must admit, that word is aggravating AF. Bella B. in Calgary. You know what, Bella?
There they really are.
I really like the take. I see it the other way. I think yacht is an amazing word. And I am a wordsmith, too. I love words. I love words. And I've got range. I have range. I like the word hardo. And I like the word yacht. I know that Tommy's with me on this because he's Ivy. He's smart. He has good vocab. Yacht is an amazing word, actually. Bella, look at it. Look at those five letters. That actually, you stand corrected, Bella. It's not aggravating AF. It's cool AF. Yacht is a bitchin' word. Bitchin' is a bitchin' word. My beef is with my wife. Why is it as soon as the dishwasher stops, my wife wants to stop everything and empty it? Hey, honey, these things are still smoking, and now they're burning my digits. Let it cool down.
Burning.
Tim in Saratoga Springs, New York. You know what? Normally when somebody starts with my beef is with my wife, I get kind of, not cool. That's actually pretty good. Dodger Jano does not hit me with that, but you know what she does that I like, actually? Dodger Jano will drop a post-it on the dishwasher that says cleaning or clean. So we know they're clean. Dodger Jano is obsessed with the sink. never a dirty dish in the sink. She just won't. It doesn't matter how late it is. It doesn't matter what her day is like. She's like, and not like, hey, losers, clean the dishes. Like, she'll do it herself. Not that that makes her a legend. I'm just saying she's obsessed for some reason. Now, that said, there are other piles of things in the house that I can't get her to put away because she's got so many things. But the dish, never even a fork in the sink. Rome, my beef is with gas pump beef guy. All right, there you go. A beef in response to a beef. My beef is with gas pump beef guy. You know, they have these neat things called credit cards, yes? You know they have these neat things called credit cards, yes? No need to futz with cash. It's amazing. But my beef with gas pumps is the freaking hose. That damn thing is always coiled around like 50 times, making it practically impossible to unholster and reholster that stupid thing. Do better gas pumps. Brad in the 360, cycling degenerate. Hey, yo, I have a question. Have any of you ever driven off with the pump still in the gas tank? I'll own it. I have. Worst look ever. Most embarrassing look ever. How that ever happened, I have no idea.
Love to see
it. I'm just going
to
own it. I've done it. Only once. Chalk's like, what happened, dude? Everybody clowned me, for one. I left, and I heard this sound that I was unfamiliar with, and I turned around, and there was the pump on the ground. It fell out. I didn't pull the entire gas station with me. It dislodged, luckily. Imagine me pulling like an AMPM behind me. Like, hey, Rome, why are you driving a convenience store behind you? Didn't rip the hose off. Did not rip the hose off. It didn't. Like, I didn't punch it. You know what I mean? Like, I had to make a sharp turn, so I just kind of rolled out of there. I always roll out of gas stations slowly because there's always some a-hole coming in way too hot. So, no, I didn't rip the hose out. I didn't rip the entire tank out. I didn't rip anything out. It just fell to the ground, luckily. But it was still a pretty bad look. You know, that shame, that long walk of shame around the car to put it back in was pretty embarrassing. I'm like, yeah, that was me. Anybody want to take a picture of
me
with that?
My bad, my friend. I'm sorry.
My bad. I'm sorry, my friend. I did do that once.
Excuse me.
J-Mac, to the knob who beefed about reading a drive-thru menu, you must be the guy who looks at the menu and says, I'll take it. Wore two buckets of jungle caramel.
Jungle caramel?
Duke in Vancouver. Such an amazing line. Yeah, I'll take it. Rome, my beef is with these pro... This is strong, too. My beef is with these pro bull riders who wear a full NHL goalie helmet. Come on, man. Helmets are for beginners. You should be embarrassed of yourselves. Joe in Huntington Beach. Hey, Joe, I kind of have a feel for the kind of guy you are, so I'm going to be very careful how I say this because I don't want you to give me the hands because you're an HB, so I know you like to go. I love HB, but there are dudes in HB that like to go. They're not all like silk bra. HB can get pretty gritty. My guy, you should be embarrassed by what you did to the word embarrassed. Embarrassed?
Thanks, Joe.
You wrote, you should be embarrassed of yourselves. First of all, it's not embarrassed of yourselves. It's just embarrassed. You should be embarrassed. I love what he said, though. Dude, pro bull riders are some of the baddest, toughest dudes ever. Something else I know because I've seen it up close. How do I know? She's getting a lot of run in this segment. She must not be listening or I'd be getting feedback. Dodger Jano loves the rodeo. Dodger Jano loves rodeo, any kind of rodeo, pro rodeo, small rodeo, Montana rodeo. We've been to all sorts of rodeos, Orange County rodeos. We went to the PBR in Vegas. You know, the big one at Thomas and Mack. Oh, man, did she love that. So I've seen these dudes. I've talked to these dudes. Man, they're badass. I mean, there's almost nothing like it. Let's go to the phones. I mean, no way am I getting on a bull. Not only am I not getting on a bull with a full goalie helmet, I'm not getting on a bull in full goalie pads and full goalie helmet. They're angry, and we know why they're angry. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's see what we got here. We go to the Bay Area. Oh, what's your beef? What's up, dude?
My beef is with the Boomtown Rats. You know the song you played before the final segment. Go something like this. Up all night. Rome, what the hell are they saying? War, hot sauce in my bag.
That's kind of random. I mean, it's not random. We have done that every single segment since the start of time. What's not to understand? They're just staying up all night. And that's what it felt like when I hosted that show from 7 p.m. to midnight. But then again, dude, it is your beef. 1-800-636-8686. Where you want to go, Chuck? Let's go to Boise. Ty in Boise. Hey, Ty, how are you?
Hey, Jimmy, what's up, man?
What's up, dude?
My beef is with the DoorDash customer that selects the hand-it-to-me option. When I get to their house, I politely knock on the door. They answer it, and my senses are overwhelmed with the smell of cigarettes and animal piss. Next time, you freak, just hit the option that is leave it at the door so I don't have to be, like, killed. Unwar, Bobby Manfred, that idiot weeding out kids with next-gen stats. Later.
Attaboy. I love that guy's brand. He's a DoorDash delivery person whose beef every single week is something about one of the customers. I love that guy's brand. 1-800-636-8686. We've done the written portion. I'm looking for the caller portion. We're getting phone calls. Are any of them good enough to go up? This guy's done it before. Ryan in Sacktown. Ryan, what's your beef this week?
What's up, JR? My beef is with the arrogance of Costco sample lady. You're not exactly Bobby Flay cooking at the Aspen Food and Wine Festival, and is it really necessary to interrogate my son about which of the five adults standing around your cart is his father? I'd be more concerned about your filthy stained shirt that looks like it came from the butcher department and grabbing a second hairnet for the whiskers on your chinny chin chin. What's up, Methylene? Unwar Costco ripping the combination pizza. I'm out.
All right, so I've never done this before. I'm having a thought, and I'm having a moment. Would I possibly give a golden ticket to somebody for a beef? Like, that was a funny call with a lot of different elements. That was his best call ever. Watch this, dude. I don't want to lower the standard. Or lower the bar. But that got you on the watch list, believe it or not, Ryan. That was your best effort yet. I love the comparison about the Costco sample lady acting like Bobby Flay when you're just handing out a cracker with some cheese. 1-800-636. Well done, Ryan. 1-800-636-8686. That's it. We got to get out. Now we are done. We're walking off on that. The first ever watch lister from a call during the beef segment. You know what? We're not on TV, so we didn't bring out the plastic tower beef. It's savage. I know you're a savage. That's your job, dude. Even if they can't see it, I like to bang on it so they get the sound effect. You got it, boss. Savage has got some grouse in him. Just in more, not like in his intensity of his voice, because nobody has that. Because Groose is Groose. And Groose, as I've always said, is 8'8". and has a voice that would relate to somebody who's 8'8"?
Jim Rome Show.
That guy. Does that? If I were to say to you, listen to this voice.
Jim Rome Show.
He used to screen calls back in the day, went on. He's had a really nice career himself. Good dude, Gruce. If I were to play that for you and ask you, how tall do you think this guy is?
Jim Rome Show.
Would you not say 7'14"? Savage doesn't have that kind of depth of pipe, but he's got energy. So if I'm like, yo, Jackson, I need you to bring that thing in. You got it, boss. He's all about it, man. He's all about it. And he's killed people. He's Jack Savage.
Jackson.
When we come back, it's going to be a short segment. Got to get back on the clock. Good job on the beef segment. Y'all rallied. Y'all rallied. Well done. Good job. Good effort. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for their guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people you know you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. It's going to be a short segment, so let me get you some quick reaction in here. Ken writes, Rome, tell Bella it's not spelled yacht. It's spelled yacht. Sincerely, Eric in Orlando.
I don't fish on boats, okay, Matt? I fish on a boat.
Well played. Chris in Milwaukee. Jimmy, 8'8" for life. Regards, Caruso.
Jim Rome Show.
I see what you did there. That's clever. Drew in West L.A. Hey, Bat Kid. Hey, Bat Kid, you got a moment? Please see me in my office. Jared. Check that. Come on, Jared. Unwore Bob Manford telling a Bat Kid, boom, out of here.
Come on, Jared.
B writes.
Boom. Out of here. Boom. Out of here.
If you're a bat boy, you're probably not getting ready for work right now.
You're getting ready for work right now,
CBS
you're
Chicago.
Probably not Doug Collins.
Well done. If you're a bat boy, you're probably not getting ready for work right now.
If you're getting ready for work right now, then you're probably not Doug Collins.
If you're a bat person, you're probably not getting ready for work right now.
If you're getting ready for work right now, then you're probably not Doug Collins.
God, that must have been such straight fire back in the day. That dude, whoever that dude is, must have been so happy with himself.
If you're getting ready for work right now, then you're probably not Doug Collins.
Probably went home and said, honey, I just had the line of my entire career. Let's clear out some space for that Emmy that I'm about to win. They'll be talking about this one for decades. They'll write about me in books. Rome will be talking about me for decades. There'll be a 10-part documentary on Netflix about this line. Never mind clearing out space on the mantle. We'll have to buy a new mansion for this one. Doug Collins will have to go in the witness protection program after what I just did to him.
If you're getting ready for work right now, then you're probably not Doug Collins.
That dude must have just unclipped his mic and walked off the set like it'll never be better. I'm walking off on that. He unclipped the little anchor mic and then dropped it on the desk. The ultimate mic drop. And you know what's so awesome? You may have a line like that locked and loaded, but you still have to deliver it, and he did. He nailed it.
If you're getting ready for work right now, then you're probably not Doug Collins.
Such fire. I get chills every time I hear that, even now. And I have nothing to do with it. All right, so when we come back, I may play part of that Bob Myers pod because it's that good. It really is. And he's that different. And we talked about the speculation that he may not be there beyond this year. We talked about it. Got into it. Sweet 16. Have you hit the games? Who you got? Tonight's a big night. Big night of ball. Tomorrow we will have a big head bet segment. James Kelly has been doing pretty well at the tournament. Better than me, in fact. He and I will get after it tomorrow on the program. All right, so a little back and forth here. This is interesting. Woj tweets, quote, sources, LeBron James could play final week of regular season. End of tweet. At King James tweets, quote, there wasn't any valuation today, and there hasn't been any target date for my return. I'm just working around the clock every day, three times a day, to give myself two best chance of coming back full strength, whenever that is. God bless y'all sources. I speak for myself. Hostile much? All right, so who do we believe here? Do we believe Woj, who is unimpeachable as a reporter, the best in the business? Or do we believe the guy that he's reporting on who is telling us exactly how he is? This is tough. Do I believe LeBron when LeBron says, this is my status? Or do I believe Woj who says, this is LeBron's status? No, I mean it. This is hard. Who do you believe when LeBron says, this is my physical status? Do you believe him? Or do you believe Woj, who is extremely well-sourced? And by the way, LeBron, good luck with that. Good luck with God bless y'all sources. Good luck with questioning Woj's sources. I'm kind of at a quandary. No, I'm not. I'm going to take Woj's word over LeBron's word about LeBron every damn day. You know why that is? Have we already forgotten his handle? His nickname? LeFib.
Who, me?
LeCap. You're capping. LeBron, I take your word for it, except you were the guy that said that last year was not a failure at all.
I mean, it's not a failure at all.
So why should I believe you? You think last year was not a failure at all.
I mean, it's not a failure at all.
You think that you didn't wreck the best movie ever, Space Jam. So why am I going to take your word for it? No, I'm going to believe Woj. And what did he say that was so horrible? Sources. LeBron James could play final week of the regular season. It's not the most definitive thing ever. He says you could play. And by the way, is it me? But didn't his coach say the same damn thing a couple of days ago? Didn't Darvin Ham say, yeah, we're trying to get him back before the end of the season? Wow. Belligerent much? Quote, there wasn't any valuation today. There hasn't been any target date for my return. I'm just working around the clock every day, three times a day, to give myself the best chance of coming back full strength. Whenever that is, God bless y'all sources. I speak for myself, exclamation point. So, Bron, now nobody's allowed to report on you. Are we allowed to talk about you? Are we allowed to look at you? Are we allowed to watch you? I speak for myself? Yeah, I don't know. This dude's got a job to do. Tell you what, man. How about you let Woj do his thing? And then you get back to doing your thing.
That's what? That's corny.
Darvin Ham 4 days ago said, quote, we anticipate him coming back at some point. Why didn't you lecture him? Why didn't you lecture your coach on I speak for myself? Was no evaluation today, coach. Yo, Ham. Don't even coach him. Yo, Ham, there was no evaluation today. Hey, Ham. Imagine LeBron must be like, hey, Ham, I'm about to go ham on you, Ham. Come into my office. LeBron's like, hey, Ham, you know how you got this job, right? Me. Get your ass into my office, Ham. Listen, Ham, I'm working around the clock. Every day, Ham, three times a day, to give myself the best chance at coming back full strength, whatever that is. I speak for myself, Ham. I don't need you telling reporters, quote, you anticipate me coming back at some point. I'll let you know when I'm coming back, Ham. How is that so different? How is it different at all? Hey, tell you what, LeBron, maybe you speak for yourself, and maybe you didn't say it. Somebody did. LeBron, I mean, Woj does not make things up. Woj is not that guy. I'm not saying there aren't people in the media that make things up, because there are. But Woj is not some dude who hides behind, quote, sources, or makes up crap and then says anonymous sources. He's not that guy. You know this, Bron, about Woj. 1-800-636-8686. If you want to jump in on that at the last second. I mean, what is that? Like some inflammatory report? Of course they're trying to get this guy back before the start of the playoffs. You know why? Do you know why they're trying to get this guy back before the start of the playoffs? Because they're trying to make the freaking playoffs. Boom! Mind blown. Wow, dude. Belligerent much? I speak for myself. He didn't say you were playing tonight, Bron. He didn't put a date on your exact return, Bron. James Ford writes, hey, at Jim Rome, you know what's not scrumptious? No big head bet segment for the sweet GD 16 matchups. Psst, please.
Psst, please.
Hey, James, take it easy, bro. Big head speaks for himself. Big head is busting his ass three times a day to get back in here for the Big Head Bet segment. He'll be here. Dude, take it easy. I mean, I'm glad you like it that much or need it that much. Bro, take it easy. Hey, Jim, when you drove off from that gas pump, were there guys gathering around yelling, pump is on the ground, pump is on the ground.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground.
Yours the gunslinger. I wish, dude. I would have deserved it. Ian and the Natty, how great would that have been if there were guys around me chanting and yelling, pump is on the ground, pump is on the ground. And the one guy with the phone getting it all, pump is on the ground, pump is on the ground. Come on, man, smack, break it down. Come on, man, smack, woo. Pump is on the ground, pump is on the ground. I wish that had been the best. I almost want to do it again to see if somebody will do that. I probably will do it again. If you've done it once, you can do it again.
Pants on the ground!
Man, I cannot wait for tonight's action. There's such good action tonight. UCLA and Gonzaga. How about that? Savage is all over that. You can wear half your hat tonight, dude. Jack Savage. My guy, Muss. He's got a big challenge in front of him. Man, if that Muss bus gets to the Elite Eight, look the hell out. Look the hell out. You know how guys do like emergency pods when news breaks? I wouldn't be surprised at all. I'm not going to say it, but if somehow, some way Arkansas were to advance, Muss would probably be up for a night version of the jungle. Muss would show up for it. Huge call brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close. They're convenient. They're known for their everyday guaranteed low prices and their excellent customer service. From the professional parts people you know you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Yeah, I appreciate two of the Sweet 16 coaches coming in. We had Rodney Terry, Texas. Kelvin Sampson, Houston. My thanks to the XR4TI continuing to battle. Thank you, team. Nice job, clones. I called you out. I said, get after the beef segment. You rose to the occasion. James Kelly will be by tomorrow with a Big Head Bet segment. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. We're out.